a wonderful story we have to share at Christmas. It begins with the people waiting for a promised son. It focuses on a young couple engaged to be married. It features a choir of angels, a band of shepherds, and a baby sleeping in a manger filled with hay. There's a new star in the sky, kings from a distant land, and precious treasures. This is what we celebrate, the reason we sing, glory, glory to God in the highest.
Sing the song of the birth of the Savior.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Come from heaven to sleep in a manger.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Hear the good news from Bethlehem.
Peace on earth and goodwill to men. We will share it again and again.
Tell the story of shepherds who found him.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Tell the news of the star that announced him.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Tell of wise men and gold they bring.
Frankincense for an offering.
And the myrrh for anointing a king. Glory. Glory in the highest.
Mighty King, our God here among us.
We sing glory.
Prince of Peace, He knows us and loves us.
Oh, He loves us. This is cause for a great celebration.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Jesus comes down to bring us salvation.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Every heart that has known His love.
Every heart that has felt His touch.
Add your song to the angels above. Glory, glory in the highest.
Sing the song of the birth of the Savior.
Come from heaven to sleep in a manger. This is cause for a great celebration.
Jesus comes down to bring us salvation.
One of the most familiar carols of this season is a song of French origin that is centuries old. Its verses retell the entire Christmas story, and they encourage us to give thanks to God for the incredible gift of His Son to be our Savior. The word Noel means Christmas, but it is also like singing Happy Birthday. And what better way could there be to welcome our Lord than to join in singing a birthday song that celebrates His coming to earth?
Thank you.
any circumstances, the events surrounding the birth of Jesus would be dramatic. Mary and Joseph had already faced suspicion and scorn and danger. They had traveled far from home, and then Mary had to deliver her son in a stable. Yet this story is so much more. The baby was Emmanuel, God with us. He was the long-awaited Messiah. He was the Lamb of God, born to carry our sins to the cross.
Today a child is born on earth. Today the glory of God shines everywhere for all the world. Oh, Jesus, born on this day, He
angel host filled the sky near Bethlehem with praise as they announced the Savior's arrival. Like those angels, we can't help but begin lifting our own joyful songs to honor Him. We proclaim that He is God, He is King, He is welcome in our hearts.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
helpless baby who was laid in the manger that first Christmas night would grow up as the son of a poor carpenter. He would reach manhood and begin a public ministry that would find him going to the poor and the outcast, healing the sick, raising the dead, and demonstrating his power over the natural world. He would teach the people about God's love and show them by example what true greatness meant. His mission wouldn't be completed until it took him to a cross, a grave, and a resurrection. And even then, his story would not be finished. Has become forever identified with Immanuel's coming. It's almost as if the spotlight of history shines on it, so we can't ignore it or forget that at the very heart of Christmas, there's only this: Jesus, God's only begotten Son, was born for our salvation.
Jesus.
Let's pray together. Dear Savior, thank you for coming to earth so long ago. Thank you for the humble way you arrived and the news that was given that night. First to the shepherds and then to the wise men, then to all who would come after. The angel said, a Savior has been born for you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Oh, what a gift you were. What a precious gift it has always been to make you the center of everything we need, everything we know, everything that life is about. Lord, there may be some here who have not found the joy and salvation that only you can bring. We pray that this will be the moment that they whisper, Jesus, be the center of my life today. Come into my heart and be Lord and Savior. God, there may be others who have forgotten what it was like when they first knew your tender love and mercy and they responded to it so readily. Lord, I pray that this will be the moment they'll reach out to you and say, Jesus, be the center of my life once more, of everything I am. God, let us never come to Christmas without being intimately aware that you are the reason and the heart and the center of it all. We love you, we worship you, and we give ourselves to you anew, saying, Jesus, you are the center of our joy. We pray all this in your beautiful name. Amen. The Old Testament scripture is rich with so many prophecies about the one God would send to redeem us. And every one of them was filled in the birth, life, death, and resurrection of that little baby born that holy night. Our Savior has come, and that is why we are filled with hope and joy.